اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. Where we arrived? So that dot is the collapse of what?
Space.
Goes into when the space collapse, it goes into becomes a dot.
A dot.
In our eyes. Which space? When we are seeing. In any case, whatever.
Dr. Nazir Ahmad needs someone to speak up to his level. It's very difficult.
But I said before, I don't know if he was there or not, I explained the Aleph and the Ba.
You were there?
In any case, the Aleph represents, it's the first letter of the name, beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's always, I'm not going to go into detail in that, but it's always standing. Right? So always in a position al-izza lillah, greatness is for Allah. The ba is a line that it is not standing up. It is what you say
horizontal
lying is in complete submission to the Alif. So the Ba is the submission of the Alif. Complete submission means it represents the level of Ubudiyya. So when it went into complete submission, into the level of Ubudiyya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throwed on it, gave it that support, made the whole space, means the whole creation, collapsing. It's not collapsing in the meaning of collapsing, but in the abstract, you say, meaning is collapsing, merging together all into that small, that dot. Because when it collapses, the universe becomes a dot. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole creation a dot in the to be represented by Muhammad Rasulullah. Means everything in this universe, that's why physics or mathematics, you said, when a dot is the collapsing of the space, means the whole knowledge collapsed in the heart of Muhammad. That's why the Allah, because of that Ba in complete servanthood to the Alif, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave that Ba to be supported by that essence of the Nur, Muhammad. So the Ba represents the physicality of Muhammad. The dot represent the spiritual dimension of Muhammad Rasulullah. That's why you see it under the ba. If you go one more letter, you see the same ba, but now it has two dots on the top. It's the ta. So it changed. Means after the alif, which represent the heavenly power, the ba came, which is the creation. La ilaha illallah. Creation is Muhammad Rasulullah. Everything in Muhammad Rasulullah. So when that complete submission to Allah and Allah supported with that dot under it, must be under. The one that is under supporting the one like a post. It supports the roof. So that dot is the power of Muhammad that coming from Allah and supporting the physicality of Prophet. Now Prophet, the letter after, which is the ta, two dots, means that ba is supporting now the ta, and the ta has to do dots. These two dots now are apparent. Whatever under, you cannot see. That's why Nur Muhammad, you cannot see. What is above become something that you can see in dunya. And that's why the ta, it has the two dots, is alamul ins wal jinn, is supported by Muhammad Rasulullah. Then the sa comes alamul ins al jinn, and this the whole mulk that physically you can see, everything you can see, becoming on the third. And that's why the three dimensions that we know in this world are ins, jinn, and this dunya. So let's go back. Stop this. In the heart of that dot, which is in the formation of that dot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it, has five levels. Not the dot of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but from the dot of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came everything. Any one of us has a dot. It is in his heart. It is of five layers, five levels. Qalb, sirr, sirr, akhfa. Qalb is where all these dunya stay. Anything that relate to dunya and to what we are doing, shaitan enters, shaitan goes, that's first level. Sir, only awliyaullah, that there are other than Naqshbandi tariqat, there are 41 tariqat, and one is Naqshbandi, and 40 tariqat are from different orders. Allah gave them permission to control the second layer, which is the secret. Secret of the secret, Allah gave it to Naqshbandi. Then above that, Allah gave the hidden to Prophet, and the most hidden is. And the example of that is one time Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani was going with his murid by the river of Dujla and Furat in Baghdad. And then as they were on the cliff, pushed him. He pushed his murid, falling into the river. The murid doesn't know how to swim. And as he was falling, the murid was thinking, I will explain that later. But he was falling, and as he was falling, he reached the water and he was going to die, to sink, and the hand of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani held him. I'm sick. Because he looked at his heart and he found that he was submitting to the will of the sheikh, and he accepted what the sheikh pushed him, dying. So at that moment he gave him his trust, he gave him his, what you call it, amana. He raised him, he put him, he reflected the secret from his heart. At that moment, the 40 tariqats were signing that murid is ready to receive his secret. Naqshbandis, they said that. No. Because in the higher level in his heart, the Naqshbandi detected that the murid had a doubt in the sheikh. Where in the second level, in the third, they didn't detect that. Like today, these monitors, what you call them, receivers, if they are of, like Hubble, your telescope. Small telescope, they cannot detect signs coming from far away. Hubble can detect more signs. So Naqshbandis can detect more. So they found out that this murid, although he was submitting, where in the second level, in the sir, was not appearing that. But in the third level, sir appeared on the screen, on their screen, on their radar, that he said in his third level heart, what is the wisdom of my pushing me down? There is a wisdom. I'm submitting to his will. So in the second level, they detected that he submitted. In the third level, they detected more that he submitted, but he asked, what is the wisdom? With what wisdom my sheikh? So according to the Naqshbandi, he cannot be given his amana. So this is the difference between sir and sir. It is levels of what awliya can detect from one layer to another layer more, and it comes on their monitors or on their screens. What Prophet can detect is far more higher. So So what cannot be detected by the Naqshbandis can be detected by Prophet. What cannot be detected by Prophet can be detected. Allah detects. And what the and the second level, the tariq, other tariqats, what they can not detect what the Naqshbandi can detect. So these are such kind of levels that being in the heart of a person, and this is how it works. It depends on who is looking at who and what time, what circumstance. And that's for Dr. Nazir Ahmed. Forgive us, bless this and everything, and keep Muslims, inshallah, better. Peacefulness. I know he has a lot of questions. He's not